Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with show producer Wells Guthrie. Jay Greason had to scoot out a little early today. We hope everybody out there is having a terrific Tuesday afternoon. This 5 o'clock hour brought to you by Chattanooga Trailer and Rental. You can find both new and pre-owned trailers from a variety of trusted brands like Continental Cargo, Jet, Load Trail, Byers, SureTrack, Northstar, and more. If you don't want to buy a trailer, browse rental listings at ChattanoogaTrailer.com or call 423-454-3302. Chattanooga Trailer and Rental, located at 7445 Lee Highway. Well, it is a pleasure to welcome back into Press Row Sean McDaniel, the general manager of the Chattanooga Red Wolves in their first season playing their games at Chattanooga Christian. Of course, you've seen in the news and in the Times Free Press the plans, the renderings for the stadium in East Ridge. A lot happening with the Red Wolves. Sean, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back on. I appreciate it. It's good to be with you.
Absolutely. First off, I mean, if you go back a few months, nobody kind of had any idea where this would look right now. So if I had to get you to backtrack a couple of months and then where you are now when you consider you had basically 2,600 folks last week. I know you had a crowd of over 3,000 earlier this spring. Has it met or exceeded expectations? What would you say about the first year of the Red Wolves?
Yeah, I think we're right on pace with where we had hoped to be, even slightly ahead. And you bring up a good point, David. When we started this thing with Bob Martino, back in August of last year, the vision of having, you know, a professional soccer team here in the scenic city was always paramount to everything else that came with it. And to look back and see what's happened since then, the stadium, the development, a youth academy, two teams that are feeders into the first team from Dalton and then Park City, Utah, you know, full-time staff. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's pretty incredible what's happened in a very short period of time.
When you look at those attendance numbers, how accurate, and I'm not just asking for the Red Wolves because, I mean, the Lookouts, everybody, CFC, they all do attendance things. Do y'all have, I mean, are those things pretty legit as far as is it paid attendance? Do y'all have the counters there that can make that as accurate as possible as far as those attendance numbers?
Yeah, I mean, I think you touched on a lot of the silos that make up an attendance, whether that's season tickets, per game tickets, group tickets, tickets on will call, tickets for walkout kids. All of that's captured before the match and then as they're clicked or checked during the match. So, you know, there might be a bit of a margin plus or minus, but that's right on it.
Sean, you know, there was talk about when the Red Wolves came in as a professional team that you would see a difference in the quality of play. And, of course, you had a long run with the CFC. I'm curious, have you seen a difference? I mean, Jay was here, I remember about a month ago, he said one of his buddies came in and said, man, I went to my first Red Wolves, and he's like, I noticed a difference. There's a difference in a Red Wolves match. But then, I mean, in fairness, I mean, you were at CFC when they tied Dallas FC, an MLS team, and just a couple of weeks ago they were playing a La Liga team and scored first. So I was just curious, do you see a difference in the quality of play?
Well, I think anytime you have paid professionals to play a sport, naturally you're gonna see a couple things. One, you're going to choose the absolute best players you can find for the money you have in the budget. And then secondly, when it's your full-time job to play soccer, in this case, you can't help but be very good. So, you know, to compare it to other teams in our league, the USL Championship, Major League Soccer, this is what these guys are here to do, and that's to get paid to play soccer and do it at a very high level. So, you know, I think we're no different than any other professional organization, professional soccer team across the country. We have certain goals we want to meet, which notably is winning the championship, and we go find the type of player that we can afford and pay them to put the ball in the back of the net.
Sean, when you talk about paying players, is it as simple as we need to hit this attendance figure to make it all feasible, to make the payments work, or how does that kind of play into things?
Yeah, I think that's a, you know, that's a good question, because it really ties into the whole model of the professional sports organization. And whether that's the Atlanta Braves, Atlanta United, Tennessee Titans, you pick your sport, there's still a metric that you follow. Ticket sales, sponsor sales, season tickets, food and beverage, parking. I mean, there's revenue streams that all line up with not just the player payroll, but the entire operation. And in this case, you know, player payroll, player travel, those are big expense items for us. And so when you start to build the entire platform of the organization, which includes a stadium and a real estate development, you know, it all funnels into the organism known as the Chattanooga Red Wolves.
You're listening to Sean McDaniel, the general manager of the Chattanooga Red Wolves. You're listening to Sean here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Let's move forward, Sean. I mean, we've seen the artist renderings, that we know the location, we know the capacity, we know the cost of this new stadium. How optimistic are you that the Red Wolves can be playing in this thing in 2020?
Yeah, I think very optimistic. And again, when we start to look at a body of work, beyond just the stadium, but everything else that flows into this development, all needs care and attention. So whether we're, you know, a month or a year is almost not important to this, other than to say, look, we are committed to building a complete infrastructure, just like, again, I referenced the Atlanta Braves earlier, just like most professional sports organizations. It's an entire experience, and we're going to do it right and take our time to do it right and build something special for Chattanooga and Eastridge.
Of course, in the Times Free Press, there was news today that the Eastridge Planning Panel unanimously recommended rezoning the 61 acres to clear the way for this Red Wolf Stadium and all the buildings that are going to go around it. There were concerns brought up about the flooding, and I know you've been in this area for a long time. I've been in this. I grew up here, and, you know, when you're on 24 and you take that right like you're heading to Atlanta, and we know that's where the Red Wolves Stadium's going to be. If you take the left there and start heading to Knoxville, you got Brown Acres there, and we know the history of heavy rains and how many times Brown Acres has been underwater. That little campground, the camping area, I guess, that has, once you get into Georgia on the opposite side of 75, tends to get flooded. How concerned is flooding? I mean, we've seen some major rain events this last year and a half. How concerned are you about flooding where your project is and where your stadium is going? Or is it going to be a situation where the stadium is built up to help avoid that?
Well, I think the important thing to note here is that everything that Bob Martino has done and the Chattanooga Red Wolves has been done to the absolute best that it can be done. And whether that's, you know, contractually with players or how we promote the matches, everything is way, way high in its standard. And so, you know, when you're looking at the significant amount of the investment into building out the stadium and the infrastructure around it, it won't be any different. I think the easiest way to answer that is we wouldn't be committing this type of time and resources to something like this unless we absolutely were confident that we can make it the best that it can possibly be.
Sean, it's no secret it has been a interesting year for you. I mean, this time last year you were still the GM of the CFC. When the announcement of the Red Wolves happened, a lot of vitriol on social media in this town. What was that kind of like for you to go through?
Well, you know, I think what I'm more proud to say is, given that we're almost a year into this, to see what this has now become for the scenic city is something I'm proud to be associated with. And, you know, being involved with Bob and the other people that are a part of the Chattanooga Red Wolves has been nothing short of incredible. And, you know, I've said this many times to David, the secret of Chattanooga is no longer a secret. For you and I, who made this our home for quite some time, the word is out. This is the place to be, and it's a place to grow. And, you know, I couldn't be happier and more proud of what this city is and the fact that the Red Wolves are now here.
And finally, before we let you go, and we thank you for the time, I mean, again, you've been part of both soccer teams. Both soccer teams seem to be seem to have good support. I mean, I think there was the thought when the Red Wolves came that, like, okay, one of these is going to consume the other one, for lack of a better word. But, I mean, we've seen signs that, that two teams can not only make it but thrive in Chattanooga. Is that correct?
Well, I think that's exactly what Chattanooga is. If there's a city that can, you know, support this type of growth and can support professional sports, it's this city. And, you know, its citizens and the people who call Chattanooga home have done a wonderful job demonstrating that, you know, they support things that support the scenic city. And I think what we're looking at is happening that way as we speak.
And Sean, if someone's listening now going, you know something, I want to go to a Chattanooga Red Wolves game, I haven't done it yet, what do they need to do?
The season continues all the way through mid-October, so we're not even a third of the way through. They can go to chatredwolves.com. Our schedule's on there. We have player appearances all the time. Lots of good exposure, but the best thing to do is to go online, take a look at our schedule, pick some games you want to come to, and really see professional soccer in the scenic city.
And is there any truth that you've been in that Rusty costume yet running around?
I cannot confirm nor can I deny dressing up in that thing.
Sean, listen, thank you so much for joining us. Sean McDaniel, the general manager of the Chattanooga Red Wolves. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.